insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to 12th and 13th verses of Surah An-Naml.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَأَدْخِلْ يَدَكَ فِي جَيْبِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ فِي تِسْعِ آيَاتٍ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ
And put your hand into the opening of your garment at the breast. It will come out white without disease. These are among the 9 signs you will take to Pharaoh and his people. Indeed, they have been a people defiantly disobedient.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَاتُنَا مُبَصِرَةً قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ
But when there came to them our visible signs, they said, "This is obvious magic."
So, as we said, there were 9 signs or miracles given to Prophet Moses. One of them was mentioned previously, and this one is this أَدْخِلْ يَدَكَ فِي جَيْبِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ. We also explained the meaning of the part or phrase مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ from one of the traditions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that he mentioned that this whiteness of hand was not because of sickness of leprosy. Anyhow, the second miracle of Moses is given to him. And the verse says, if you put your hand down in your bosom, it will come forth pretty white and shining, without harm. Now, in order to grant some more grace to Moses and give further possibility to deviated people to be guided, to believe in the Almighty Allah, to believe in the existence of a kind of prophethood that denotes the absolute cause in the universe and its existence, the Holy Quran implicitly says to Moses, عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَأَلِيُّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, that his miracles are not limited to these two. But, of course, this miracle is among the 9 signs to Pharaoh and his people. فِي تِسْعِ آيَاتٍ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمِهِ And then it introduces those people, introduces Fir'aun and his people. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ Surely they were people who were transgressing. So the Almighty Allah actually says that you, as my prophet, are sent down to Pharaoh and his people, and you are equipped with these 9 miracles, as well as other great ones, because they are pretty much transgressing people and they need guidance. This probably means and denotes that their transgression was at its highest level, that such prophet was not only to move on with his responsibilities with only a couple of these miracles, he had at least 9 miracles to use against the transgressing people.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Brothers and sisters, so regarding the 12th verse, we mentioned that this is the second kind of miracle sent down to Prophet Moses from the side of the Almighty Allah. And this means And this verse actually denotes that this was not the only power he had. في تسع آيات إلى فرعون وقومه. This is only one of the 9 signs, among the 9 signs to Pharaoh and his people. And who were these people? إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين. This is how Holy Quran introduces those people. قوما فاسقين. It is somehow really interesting that out of all characteristics and attributes that Quran can introduce those people with, it chooses fasiqeen, it chooses transgression. And we have heard all the stories about how deviant these people, how actually headstrong these people were, the people of Pharaoh, against their prophet, Prophet Moses. Anyway, the Holy Quran says that you are sent to Pharaoh, you are equipped with these 9 miracles, and of course, you need all of them because they are transgressing and they need guidance. And for their guidance, you are of utmost need for these actually miracles. From the apparent of the verse, it is understood that those 2 miracles have been among 9 known miracles of Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. One of the things that we can mention is that we had another program talking about different points of chapter Isra, and we mentioned that there are 7 other miracles for Moses, 5 of which are storm, plant pests, locusts, forges, and turning of the Nile water into the color of blood. And when each of these events came to Pharaohs as a kind of warning, and they encountered with some difficulty, they used to come to Moses and ask him to remove these challenges and difficulties from them. There were 2 more miracles, drought and scanty of fruits, which were mentioned in chapter A'raf, where in the 130th verse it is dealt with. We will continue our discussion in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.